Welcome to our monthly council discussion, and to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Getting underway, Margo, and the operational plan and budget, it's out there now, it's on the website, and it's on display in the normal places. Submissions due by 8th of June, which is next Tuesday. That's important for anyone who wishes to have a look at that.
Yes, good morning, David, and good morning, listeners. Yes, we have our draft operational plan and budget, as well as our long-term financial plan, which has been updated, which is available on our Have Your Say portal, and you can put in a submission until the 8th of June.
Excellent. And water restrictions continue at level 3 for Glen Innes and level 2 for Deepwater. There hasn't been a great deal of runoff, but the rain has certainly been most welcome right throughout the community.
Yes, and we'll continue those restrictions until we see the BED go up to a back up to a certain level before we reduce those, and that's all in line with our drought management plan.
Okay, let us move on. Item 7.2 on page 6, Community Safety Forum, expressions of interest from community members. That's open to people to enlist their views on that.
Yeah, so this, we'd already adopted the terms of reference for this Community Safety Forum, and we'd put out an expression of interest for various sectors within the community to put their names forward and express their interest in being a part of that Community Safety Forum. We did only get two people who expressed their interest, which were both community members, which is fantastic, but we do need the representation across the board. So what we did is we deferred this. We'll put out, keep the expression of interest open. So if you are interested in community and public safety, then please do email council of your interest. We're looking for business owners. We're looking for people involved in schools and other sectors within the community.
And if I can take the opportunity to throw something in, Margo, I think the CBD lighting is a problem, under eve lighting at night. There's a lot of areas that are less well lit than they need to be. Moving on.
I'll take that as a statement.
yes, it's a statement. Moving on to the investment report. Now, investments will go up and down a little bit from time to time as funds are drawn down and used. So that's item 7.4 on page 12.
Yeah, so this was just an investments report, and the last meeting I put up an amendment to expand it to a cash and investments report to provide a little bit more transparency and information for councillors and community about our cash movement. So it does both jobs now. It's important to understand that council finances are very complex. We have money going in and out all the time. Sometimes we have big peaks, sometimes we have more troughs as income comes in and out. Overall, my sort of comment and direction to the council was that we really need to make sure that our liquidity is very sensitive at the moment, our cash liquidity. So we need to absolutely do everything we can to try and address that longer term. Part of that is the special rate variation, but it's not the sole answer. The staff have been doing a lot of work to make things more efficient, to save money. That's coming through in the QBR again for this council meeting. So we're looking at every angle, but it's important that we continue to look for ways to try and make sure that we can essentially afford the operations that we are conducting.
Okay.
So there is still a structural gap there that we need to address as a council.
Understood. Let us move on to the Capital Works program. A big job in town, of course, is the Work Street refurbishment. That's west of the Rocky Ponds Creek. So the pavement width's reduced, additional drainage on the footpath, and of course the considerable work on services, and I think a footpath, $365,000 budget there.
Yes, it's a big rehabilitation project, and I think it's important that when we do get the opportunity to improve an urban part of the urban network, that we look at the whole picture. We look at the drainage, we look at the pipes, we look at everything associated with that, the footpaths, etc. And I think it'll be a vast improvement on what it was when it's finished.
It was in need of work, certainly. Let us move on to another page 30, the aerodrome, often out of sight, out of mind, 1.539 million on that. That'll be basically the runway and pavement, I think.
Yes, that's right.
So that's drawing to a close. The next one, I couldn't get much detail on this, but in the waste area, page 31, a budget item of 620,000. I think was that relative to a transfer station development?
Potentially, I'd have to take that one on notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can do that and we can follow that through. Now, there's a group of roads in the northwest sector, Wycliffe Road, 275,000.
That's now completed. That was a gravel resheet.
Yep, which is that'll be most welcome out there, I'd imagine. The regional roads block grant, of course, there's three roads in this category of regional roads, but this time the Emmerville Road with a budget of $450,000.
That's right, yes.
And the next one in that location, in that general area at least, the Ranges Valley Road, mm-hmm. that's AGRN. I'm not sure of that acronym, what it stands for, Australian something. Anyway, we'll find out in due course. $330,000.
Yeah, there's a whole list of capital works projects. I mean, obviously roads is a big part of council service delivery, and we continue to look at the urban network. We continue to look at where we can spend the grant funding and improve the roads overall. It is a huge network, and council work very, very hard, and the council staff should be commended on not only the work that they're doing to complete, but also keeping things in budget, and also the hard work that they're doing. I really do appreciate that.
Certainly, it's this is their everyday job to make the roads better and safer, and it's a universal issue for all the community. We all use them at some stage. The reseal program is under Roads to Recovery. It's a federal government funded program with cents per litre on our fuel. The next two on page 83, the sewer pipe relining project, that's a big budget item, $894,000. And the Burke Street water main, now I guess that's just for one sector or one block, maybe more. $573,000, and that project's, both those water and sewer projects are complete. Well, it'd have to be for the road to be at the stage it's at.
Yes, yes, they're complete.
And the Anzac Park playground project, $600,000, near complete, I gather there.
Yes.
And the office complex, of course, that's still in early stages.
Yes.
$2 million project for a revamp. $170,000 spent. So that's, we've covered that, I think, last time around.
Yes, we did, yes.
And there's two more capital works ones, back to road, regional road repair, $1.553 million there. So that can go on any of those three regional roads.
Yeah, that's the overall allocation and the budget, and there's been obviously a lot of work done because there's only $315,000 remaining on that, which is a good position to be at this time of year.
Yeah. And the local roads betterment, that's obviously a new program. I hadn't heard of that. It's quite a big budget, considerable budget, $6.948 million, and it's over 2 years until 26-27.
Yes, that's right. And that came about because council had the foresight to actually look and record what the road condition was like before there were issues with the road, and that is where the betterment money has come in. So that is a big bucket of money we need, and will certainly be utilised to its fullest extent.
Right. Well, that kind of wraps up the Capital Works program, but I should say that there's a lot of smaller projects. These projects that I included in for the discussion were basically over $300,000. So the total fund there exceeds $31 million.
Yeah, it's a big part of council, and I'll also add that there has been a focus on improving governance maturity within Capital Works. So we're seeing that come through. The Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee are really happy with that additional governance work that we're doing. So it's not just about actually doing the work, it's how we manage doing the work, which council have also done some work on.
Okay. Well, that wraps up the capital works aspect. Now, item 7.8, page 36, the Community Benefit Fund Framework relative to, the Renewable Energy Zone, which is funding from such wind farm projects and the like.
Yeah, so this is, so the Community Benefit Fund framework and also the supporting voluntary agreement is now adopted following community consultation. So just to remind the community, this isn't like simply a grant fund document, if you like. It's effectively establishes the governance and institutional framework for managing potentially substantial long-term renewable energy benefit money that comes in associated with the New England Res and associated with any renewable projects that happen in our local government area. So it's got a deliberate focus on governance, integrity, transparency and accountability. So we had some really good feedback from the community and all of that was taken into consideration. Some amendments made to the original draft and now that's been adopted by council in full.
Okay, thanks, Margo. Moving on to item 7.9, the development assessment report, and this deals with development applications and construction certificates, but it looks like the approval time for the development has come back from 68 days to 59, and that's particularly important to allow the builders to keep their planning
sorted out in advance. It's a very positive operational performance picture. I guess the strongest headline outcome is that there's significant improvement in the DA assessment timeframes, which is well below what the state actually expect of us. But also, I mean, it's 14.04 million year to date compared to 12.67 million in all of 24-25. So that's actually a really positive indicator that we're seeing more development assessments come through. And also, not just that, so that means that people aren't just planning to do the work, they're actually doing the work. So that is a positive sign for growth in our community.
So to get that up is a big help to the people to choose. That might be roving to choose Glen Innes rather than somewhere else.